A folksy billionaire from Omaha drives an old Volkswagen Beetle, lives in the same modest house he bought decades ago, and speaks in aphorisms that sound almost too simple to be profound. Yet Warren Buffett's straightforward wisdom has created one of history's greatest fortunes and influenced everyone from Microsoft's Bill Gates to a sitting U.S. president. What makes his philosophy so magnetic isn't complexity, it's clarity. His Taoist-like teachings cut through Wall Street's jargon and reveal timeless truths about money, business, and life. These aren't abstract theories, but battle-tested principles forged over 70 years of investing, distilled into memorable statements that reveal deeper meanings the more you contemplate them. Despite enormous fortune, he still lives in the same neighborhood where he grew up. When college students ask him to define success, he says it's being loved by those you hope love you. You can be the world's richest person, but without love from family and friends, you'd also be the poorest. Rule number one, never lose money. Rule number two, never forget rule number one. The math is brutal. Lose half your money and you need 100% gain just to break even. Consider $100,000 compounding at 15% annually for 20 years. It becomes $1.6 million. Lose 90% first, and your remaining $10,000 reaches only $163,000, a $1.5 million difference. At 11, Buffett bought 3 shares at $38 each, panicked when they dropped to 27, and sold at 40, only to watch them soar to 200. That early wound taught him patience matters more than quick profits. Capital preservation isn't defensive timidity. It's the foundation upon which compound interest works its magic. Buffett's negotiation philosophy flips conventional wisdom. Never be afraid to ask for too much when selling or offer too little when buying. Most people fear appearing greedy or cheap, but negotiations determine profits. You can always lower your price or raise your offer, but never reverse course. When Capital Cities wanted to purchase ABC, Buffett walked away when terms weren't right. The next day, they gave him exactly what he wanted. He insists you can't make good deals with bad people. The world has enough honest people that doing business with dishonest ones is simply unnecessary. Human nature drives investors to buy high and sell low, the opposite of wealth creation. Buffett's contrarian principle, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful, has been fundamental to his success. He treats investments as lifelong commitments, ensuring thorough homework before committing capital. His $11 million Washington Post investment in 1973 grew to $1.5 billion over 33 years through unwavering commitment. He maintains intellectual independence, calling his idea of a group decision looking in the mirror. Throughout his career, he bought companies when nobody wanted them: American Express during the salad oil scandal, Washington Post during the newspaper crisis, Geico when nearly bankrupt. Market fluctuations create opportunities rather than threats. His strategy? Avoid companies when enthusiasm drives prices up, buy when fear drives them down. This yielded remarkable results. $10 million in Washington Post during the 1973-74 crash grew to over $1.5 billion. $1 billion in Coca-Cola after the 1987 crash became worth $8 billion. Buffett doesn't try jumping 7-foot bars. He looks for 1-foot bars he can step over. Rather than chasing spectacular returns, he waits for perfect opportunities, companies with enduring products, businesses he knows will exist in 20 years, selling at prices that make sense even if buying the entire company. What makes a business extraordinary? First, it must have a durable competitive advantage, an economic moat protecting it from competitors. Companies like Coca-Cola and Wrigley's own a piece of the consumer's mind, allowing premium prices and high margins. Second, extraordinary businesses require minimal capital to grow. Automakers perpetually spend billions redesigning products, while Wrigley's and Coca-Cola rarely need massive reinvestment. Third, he seeks businesses whose future he can predict 10-15 years ahead. Budweiser, Coca-Cola, and Wrigley's have sold essentially the same products for over a century. The greatest fortunes aren't built through diversification, but through concentrated positions in exceptional businesses. The Walton, Gates, Mars, and Coors families built empires on single, wonderful companies with durable competitive advantages. Buffett notes the irony of successful business people taking advice from stockbrokers who aren't wealthy themselves. Brokers profit from commissions and fees, not successful investing, creating conflicts where they benefit from transaction volume rather than client results. He dismisses Wall Street's sacred principles, particularly diversification, calling it protection against ignorance that makes little sense for those who know what they're doing. Rather than holding 50 or 75 stocks, he advocates putting meaningful amounts in a few things, comparing broad diversification to a juggler attempting too many balls. Wall Street's profit model conflicts with investor interests. While brokers profit from constant activity, investors build wealth through patience. The industry creates endless reasons to trade, from technical analysis to market timing, all designed to generate commissions rather than lasting wealth. He finds his best opportunities when excellent companies make correctable mistakes that temporarily destroy stock prices. His Geico investment exemplifies this. The insurer was near insolvency after abandoning disciplined underwriting, but he recognized that returning to its core model would restore profitability. Professional money managers often view stocks as trading vehicles rather than ownership stakes. This casino mentality, combined with leverage, creates wild price swings, like a burning theater where the only way to leave your seat is to find someone to take your seat, which isn't easy. Buffett studies others' business failures to avoid repeating their mistakes. Learning from your own is effective but expensive. Since more people fail than succeed in business, you must study both what to do and what not to do. When hiring, he prioritizes integrity above intelligence and energy. Smart, hardworking people without integrity will cleverly make your money theirs. He advises taking jobs you love rather than ones that merely look good on resumes, comparing resume building to saving up sex for your old age. Hating your job creates frustration that spills into your home life. Money amplifies who you already are. Kind people become more generous with wealth, while cheap people remain tight-fisted. Among the billionaires he's known, money just brings out the basic traits in them. In a world obsessed with complexity, Buffett's philosophy offers something radical: simplicity that works. His principles aren't just about accumulating wealth. They're about living with integrity, thinking independently, and recognizing that the best investments aren't found in elaborate financial models, but in understanding human nature and business fundamentals. The next time Wall Street sells you the latest trading strategy, remember the billionaire in Omaha who got rich by waiting for one-foot bars and protecting his capital. Your financial future doesn't depend on predicting tomorrow's market movements. It depends on understanding timeless principles and having the discipline to apply them when everyone else loses their heads. Success isn't measured by wealth alone, but by being loved by those you hope love you, a wisdom that transcends markets and money.